Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. My name is Will Johnson. We have some really, really important information that we need to share with you, that we want to share with you, that you need to know, that you need to share with everybody else. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Will Johnson. My producer, Shannon, riding with us, and we're going to share information with you that everybody needs to know. Two missiles. Well, no, wait a minute. It's two people dead. Number of missiles have been shot, and Russia has been shooting these rockets over, you know, close to the border of Ukraine. And now, to my understanding, the report is two missiles, right? Is that correct? Two missiles.
Well, two people are dead now on NATO land.
NATO territory.
Yep. Missiles have landed in Poland territory, which is NATO territory, and two people have allegedly been killed. Today, Biden administration is saying we haven't gotten confirmation yet. But, you know, it's always confusing to me, Will, because how can it be all over the media? They have pictures. Everybody's talking about it. And the Biden administration goes, we haven't heard anything yet. We don't have any confirmation. And I'm sitting here going, don't you think it'd be important to maybe get confirmation, like pick up the phone or something?
Everybody's talking about it. The media's talking about it.
And they just kind of shrugged
ABC, off a CBS, bit. All of them are talking about it. And it's, oh, there's nothing that, you know what it is? Because the Biden administration is 100% weak. The Biden regime is weak. They kept putting these things out there saying, if they do anything to NATO, this is just going to bring, we're going to get Putin. We're going to get him. Well, yeah. You know what? They shot some rockets and it killed people. Two people that were reported so far have died because of the rockets. Yeah. So,
and this all came after because, you know, just a couple of days ago, what was Biden and Zelensky doing? They were bragging about being able to take back over Kherson, right? The city of Kherson or territory or whatever they call it over there. And so they're bragging about it. They were showing, you know, Zelensky and them walking down the streets like we scared off Russia or we made them back up, right? And Biden was celebrating it at G20. Well, today, guess what? I think Putin's like, you know what? Hold up. Says Russia launched an intense wave of airstrikes on cities across Ukraine on Tuesday, forcing widespread blackouts and hitting residential buildings in the capital of Kyiv. The barrage targeted key cities, and it says it's the largest, it's one of the largest bombardments that he's made since the war has taken over. It says a total of about 100 missiles have been launched so far.
About 100 missiles, and some of them went over into NATO territory.
At least, right. So there's another report. This is on Fox News. It says Russian missiles crossed into NATO member Poland, killing two senior U.S. intelligence officials. Biden has promised, guess what, to defend every inch of NATO territory. It says the Polish government has not immediately confirmed the report, but one spokesman told the publication that top leaders were holding an emergency meeting over the crisis situation is in parentheses. So if it's a crisis, you know, situation, I'm thinking that it happened, right? Here's the thing, Will. But Putin has come out and he's saying it didn't happen, right? He's saying that we haven't done that. So it's like, okay, so did Biden do it? Did Biden not intentionally do it? Or something else happened?
Biden or Putin?
I'm sorry. Did Putin? I'm sorry.
Okay, because I'm like,
I was looking Biden at Biden's name.
I'm like, you know what? I was going to play along with you. I said, you know, I can see Biden doing that.
You're going to play along with
me? Yeah, I was going to play along. I can see Biden doing it.
We have to correct each other, you know, because so many things go through our heads when I'm looking at the many news tabs that I have. There's just so much here, but yeah.
But you know what? I said this months ago, actually, right after when Putin invaded Ukraine, and the liberal media were all saying, oh my goodness, Putin, he's upset, he's angry, he's just very, very furious right now because it's not going the way that he wanted to go. And I was questioning, how in the world do they know this? Do they have direct access to Putin and to know that he's mad and he's throwing stuff around? And I said, you know what? Putin is playing. He's toying with Ukraine. He's toying with them.
Yeah, that's what you've said.
I've constantly said that.
Yeah.
And now they shoot 100 rockets to take over a location. He's toying with them. And it so reminds me, for those of y'all that know history, and it's not really a big deal, but it reminds me of what the Romans used to do. The Romans, when they would practice and spar amongst each other, they were brutal. I mean, right down brutal. But when it came to their enemies, they toyed with them. They allowed their enemies to think that they can win and get the upper hand, and then they would just crush them. They would constantly toy with them. If you ask me, many people think otherwise, but if you ask me, Putin has been toying with this situation the entire time. He's been toying with them.
You think?
Yes, I do. I really do. I think he's been toying with them, and his main reason why he's toying with them, because them, along with China, even though China reportedly told Putin not to do anything nuclear. And I think that they're working hand in hand together to bring down and break down the resources of the United States of America. And now you have multiple news outlets talking about that a NATO country has been hit and people have died. So what is this going to do? Is NATO going to do this? How much closer does this bring us to World War III? Now, it's always been reported for months and months and months that if there's anything that happens in NATO territory, they will automatically get involved.
Yeah.
And you have to question this as well. Why did this happen? Why Biden is meeting with Xi Jinping at the G20? Why did this happen now? Is anyone questioning the timing, or is it just me?
You know, I don't know, but I think that it could possibly be that Russia and China, knowing as well, is trying to drain America money, military assets and such. And, you know, it kind of goes along with this other article that's out on Fox Business right now, where General Jack Keane, who frequently goes on Fox News, he says this. He says, the urgent situation we have is the threat of war. He's talking about with China, because he's basically criticizing Biden for going over there and just being really soft on Xi Jinping.
He was kissing the ring.
Yeah.
And he went there to kiss the ring.
Basically told Biden that there's no imminent threat of a Taiwan invasion or potential for a second Cold War. And the general's like, come on, you're going to believe him? Right? He says, the urgent situation we have, this is what the general said, is the threat of war. And that is the most dangerous situation the United States is facing. He said, and yes, the fact that we're outgunned, listen to this, people, we are outgunned.
This is a general, a U.S. general saying this.
U.S. general saying we are outgunned, we are outmanned in the Indo-Pacific region, accentuates the real danger that's there. We're having people who are in uniform saying, if we go to war with China, we could actually lose the war. Now, this is people in the military, right? And so, you know, it is a war imminent right now. And, you know, NATO and President Biden, he seems confident, like, oh, you know, if they do one inch, we're getting involved. Just one inch.
He's trying to act like he's tough, and he goes over to China and he bows down, and not only does he kiss the ring, but he kissed the pinky ring on his toe.
I mean, could it be coincidental that the day after they meet is the day that this missile lands?
No, the timing of all this is the timing. Right. Putin is saying, OK, y'all can do this. You can do this. Well, I'm going to do this. And I'm going to show the world, basically, that NATO, they're weak. They're all weak. And this is the way I see it. You have NATO, that wants a world domination, one world order, along with the United Nations, the WEF. Everyone's aware of that. But then you have China and Russia and Iran and Venezuela and other nations that have their version, their idea of a one world order. So you have these two entities on the planet right now that's fighting for that one world domination. Mm-hmm. And Biden, he's just trying to play both sides, basically, if you ask me, because he doesn't know. He doesn't have a clue what's going on. He goes over there and he talks to Xi Jinping, and Xi Jinping is lying to him. And it's really interesting is that the video where they're showing the two of them standing together, I hadn't seen anything on Fox News or any other media outlet where they're actually talking about Biden's demeanor when he was talking to him. And I'm sitting there looking at it and I'm paying attention. And I said, you know what? Biden is acting all chummy with him and acting all cuddly with him and, you know, petting the panda and petting the panda. And what was interesting is that Biden absolutely looked weak, 100%.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, there's a lot of people who agree with that, Will. The article on Fox News continues. It says, likewise, Hudson Institute's Center on Chinese Strategy, Director Michael Pillsbury told Monday that he does not see a lot of progress and warned that there could be a continuing conflict after the meeting between the leaders of the two largest economies. He said, I think there is a Cold War underway. I think it's nice that both sides want to diffuse the harsh rhetoric, but nothing really has changed because of this 3-hour meeting in Bali. I agree with that. I mean, you think that a 3-hour face-to-face meeting is going to change anything for China, for Xi Jinping? He's not going to go, okay, yeah, I'm more scared of him now.
So let's get this straight. He has a 3-hour meeting, mm-hmm, Xi Jinping and Joe Biden. And I said this before, and I've been saying this. Xi Jinping is probably saying, I understand the English language, but I don't understand what he's saying. Because Joe Biden can't complete a sentence. And if they're probably having cue cards and probably have a teleprompter for Biden to say whatever it is he want to say in the meeting, the same way they do with Fetterman. Mm-hmm. This is a disgrace. And they see how weak Joe Biden is right now, and Joe Biden being as weak as he is, it only represents how strong America is. Does anyone disagree with that?
Yeah.
Anybody?
So listen to this. Biden, he said, I absolutely believe there's not need be, those are his words, a new Cold War. I've met many times with Xi Jinping, and we are candid and clear with one another across the board and do not think there's any imminent attempt on the part of China to invade Taiwan. He said he's made it clear the policy on Taiwan has not changed at all. It's the same exact position we've had. I made it clear, he keeps saying, I made it clear. We want to see one another. I'm sorry. He said, I made it clear we want to see cross-trade issues peacefully resolved, and so it never has come to that.
So basically, Biden is bowing down, kissing the ring again, kissing his feet, probably kissing his backside. Because, you know what? Think about this. Because remember, when Biden met with Putin for the first time, he said, I told Putin, you better back down. Remember, he was trying to act like he was tough, like I told Putin. But then he goes over here with Beijing Biden, yeah, goes
and,
over
and
here.
Putin didn't listen to him.
Yeah, and Putin, I mean, yeah, what? And they
he
said
still
Putin
invaded Ukraine.
Putin invaded Ukraine right after that, pretty much, right?
Right.
And then we have all the fentanyl that's coming into the country from China, right? It's coming into the country from China. Biden didn't say nothing about that. Biden didn't say anything about the COVID coming out of a lab. Biden said nothing about that, right? They're all in this together. If you ask me, the Biden crime family has corrupt dealings in China. Right before the pandemic hit, for those of you that don't know this, Nancy Pelosi and other members of the Democrat Party went to China. And you know what? They never release those meeting notes. Did you know that? They never released it. They never released what they were talking about, what they discussed, what was the agenda? Why were they even there? They never released it. And then 3 months later, the United States of America, along with the rest of the world, gets hit with a pandemic. You can't make this up. The timing again for all of this. And see, we're sitting here talking about all of this, and now NATO, two people within a NATO country have been killed. So it brings another question. If Putin's saying he didn't do this and people died in NATO, countries, then who did it? Remember, do you remember the Nord Stream pipelines? They were trying to say that Putin sabotaged it himself in three different locations.
Yeah, and ironically, we haven't heard anything else about it, yes. Right? It just kind of got shut.
Yeah.
If it was really Putin, do you not think that they would have made a bigger stink about
it? Oh, yes. They would have been drilling it every day saying, look, we have evidence that Putin did this. We have evidence that he did this, right? So now, where's the evidence at? We're all being told that this is happening. This could actually lead us into World War III.
Yeah.
And let me say this too before Shannon gets back in here. Yeah. So us going into World War III, I think that is on the agenda. And a lot of people like probably don't want to hear that. And I get it. I don't want to say it.
Yeah, I don't want to.
I don't want to say it. I don't like it. Come on. Now, come on, people. Really.
Come on, man.
Right? Come on. I don't like it. But we have to pay attention to what these people are doing. And like I'm constantly saying, I'm just looking at the writing on the wall. And they want this because of world domination. Again, let me remind you, you have the United Nations that's working with top banks in the United States of America to tear down the United States of America. Because they know if they can get America fall, that is the biggest domino. And then the rest will fall. And guess what domino is going to be standing when it's all said and done? China. They're going to be standing when it's all said and done. And they want this to happen.
You know what? And that actually goes along with what else I was just going to read.
Okay. Let me play this while you're getting that. Listen to this, because this is Jesse Waters actually talking about Joe Brandon. Actually, Jesse Waters and, if I'm not mistaken, Judge Jeanine is actually in this talking about it as well. But listen to what they say about Beijing, Biden, China, Joe.
During the campaign, he said that Xi was a thug who ran concentration camps, and he wouldn't be afraid to send B-52 bombers over there to send a message. Now he's Mr. Softy, like the ice cream all of a sudden. No, let's talk about climate change instead. Do you remember all that talk about whether that the Russians had dirt on Donald Trump and that was maybe affecting his policies? Why don't we ever hear about maybe the fact that the Chinese have dirt on Joe Biden, if that's affecting his policies? Do you remember the amount of pressure Donald Trump was under to constantly have to confront Vladimir Putin to his face, hold him accountable for interfering in the election? Did you ask him if he interfered? Did you confront him about interfering? And he's like, yes, I did it. I did it.
He said he didn't do
it. I did it. And then finally, no, there's no pressure except maybe from this show for the president of the United States to confront Xi on all of these deaths. If you add up COVID and fentanyl, you're talking over a million American deaths. To say that a police state, a surveillance state, has no clue who's sending synthetics to North America to bake into pills. Come on. Do they have no idea that this virus came from a lab? Oh, first they blamed the Americans, then they blamed the Australians, then they blamed the wet market, burned it, and then rebuilt the wet market. It's still going on. And the intelligence agencies that Joe Biden tasked with finding out whether it sprang from a lab, all of a sudden, like, couldn't figure it out. It was like, oh, 50-50. These guys know if Putin has cancer. They know if someone hacks Crooked's email. They can put a missile through a window 3,000 miles away. They can't tell if it came from a lab. Everybody knows it came from a lab.
That's because the Biden regime they have ties with China to do this, to destroy America. People, we're being destroyed from within. We don't need an external country to do it. We have people right here destroying our country.
Yeah. And for those of you just joining us, we are talking about what is happening over in Ukraine today. Ukraine got bombarded by Putin. They shot off about 100 missiles into Ukraine. Two crossed over the line into Poland. NATO territory and killed two people. Now, that's the report. The Pentagon has not confirmed that. And supposedly, the hierarchy in Poland is having an emergency meeting to talk about the crisis at hand. We'd like to remind you that Biden said that if Putin even got, you know, shot or
anything,
made any aggression anything. In NATO territory whatsoever, he said, not even one inch, America would get involved. So this is interesting. It's unfortunate. We'll see what comes about it in the next 24 hours. The Pentagon's kind of being quiet about it. And so we're talking about really...
Let me ask this before you continue. Uh-huh. If the Pentagon knew that this actually happened, right? Which they have to know. Just like Jesse Waters saying, they can shoot a rocket 3,000 miles into a building, into a window. Right. And they don't know if this is happening. They don't have any information coming out when they sending millions and billions of dollars to Ukraine. And they don't know if this has happened or not.
Yeah, and of course... My question is,
why would they tell us, right? If we're getting ready to go into full on nuclear war, World War III, why would they tell you?
Yeah, well, interesting. Guess what? Putin is saying, wasn't us.
Yeah.
We didn't do that. So
leaves the question.
I guess maybe that's the confirmation. Who did it?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know. But anyways, he's saying... Putin is saying this is just one way for NATO to get involved and kick off.
They want to escalate World War III. They want a World War III.
Okay, we got some phone calls. You want to take one?
Yep, we can take some phone calls. For those of you that want to call in and chime in, the way to talk to us is you have to call the number 319-527-3453. All right, we got two callers on here. We're going to go to the first one. Second one would be Leslie, but let's go to this first one here. And the first one is a new caller. The last four is 2660. All right, here we go. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, man, Chris Dalton. I've talked to you before, man. I've been on the other show.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much for the call. So tell me, what do you think about all of this?
Actually, I think this is I think it's pre-planned. I think it's planned by design. Ever since Trump left office, this was their narrative, the agenda to destroy this country.
Yes, sir.
Within, and also with that being said, there's so many, and Will, forgive me for saying this, I'm around so many people. We have a lot of dumb or stupid people amongst us because when I talk to them, they're like, oh, no, I've had people say, oh, Biden's the best president of all time. I'm serious. Now, just let me say, man, you do the greatest job. I watch you religiously, and that's a fact, Jack. Can you just, I just want to ask if you'll do one thing differently.
What's that?
You know how everybody's talking about democracy. Democracy, okay. Democracy, democracy, man.
Right.
Democracy.
Right.
Well, is there any way you could just say, hey, we're a republic, not a democracy.
I've said it multiple times. I've actually said it. We're a constitutional republic.
Yeah, with democracy.
And, okay. Yeah, and I've also said, you know, we're a constitutional republic, and okay, so this is the way it is. We have a democracy. But we are a constitutional republic, and our democracy, we just exercise our democracy on November 8th. We just exercised it, right?
Exactly.
We just did it. I completely, and I've said it a couple of times.
Yeah, I know. It's like, how do you consistently get that message out to the American people?
And you know what's really interesting too is that they used the same tactic in the past and with Stalin. I think I saw Tucker did a report on it where Hitler, Mao Zedong, they actually were saying that we have to save our democracy.
Yeah, there's
the exact same verbiage the Democrats are using today.
Yeah, so there's different. They were more of a socialist country, but they called themselves a democracy, even though they weren't a democracy.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the weird thing. I'll be at work, and it's become where, like, we have a dude that works there, and he wears his Trump hat and nothing's being ever being said. So like in the break room, I'm like, well, sometimes I'll shoot off some political stuff. Well, when I bring up Republic, that we are a republic, do you know half the people in the room are like, what are you talking about? And that just tells me their educational level, because you mean you don't know that we are a republic?
Yeah.
A constitutional republic?
Yeah.
That's scary.
And it's like, I really believe like the left are just like damaging, you
yes.
know, the weak-minded ones.
They are.
You know what I'm saying?
No, yeah, they're dumbing down the Americans,
yes.
basically.
Yeah. No, you're spot on. And you know what? I've been calling them stupid people, too.
I've been calling them uninformed. I
yeah.
say the worst.
So you don't need to apologize for it. It's
Will,
the truth.
Will, I've heard you say that. I have.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, these are stupid people. It's so crazy.
Yeah,
it's so crazy.
That. But, you know, with all you've endured over the last couple of years, you know, going out to these events and putting up with these idiots, you know, the far left and all that. I mean, I grant you, man, I wish you'd come to Richmond, man. And because, I mean, Richmond, Virginia,
uh-huh.
Mechanicsville, Virginia, because those are some real estate areas that you haven't been to. And you will see, like, in Richmond, man, they're like, those people, oh, my gosh. They're like rowing the slow boat to the island of dumbass. Excuse my language. I'm sorry.
On a Democrat
and it's
donkey.
Like, oh my. Yeah. I'm like, well, that's why I named it that. I was like, oh my gosh, what is wrong with these people? There's nothing you can say. You can like put it this way. It's like, as you said, you can show it to them, prove it to them, or however you say it. And they still won't believe it. They'll still believe the lie.
Yeah. Yeah. The way I say, you can, you can show them the truth. You can tell them the truth, and they'll still believe the lie. It's really
and
a remarkable
that
thing.
That is so evident.
Yeah, it's such
that
a remarkable
is so
thing.
Evident, Will.
It is 100%.
Well, absolutely not.
So, well, hey, I really appreciate
well,
you
look,
giving me a call.
Man, I wanted to call you. I've talked to you a couple times prior, and can I ask you one question?
Yep, one more question. Go ahead.
What happened to the regular, you know, the guys? What happened to the guys?
Just started doing their own thing. Just kind of went to do their own thing.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay. Well, no, I admired them. They're really smart. They had it together. And I really enjoyed that show. That was awesome. You know.
Yep.
So every morning when I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, you've already been on, and I've got to be at work at 6. But I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. The first thing I tune on is you.
Wow.
Well, I'm so honored. I'm so honored. Thank you so much, sir.
Well, I will be calling you back, and y'all have a blessed night.
You too.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, Will.
Okay. God bless you.
God bless.
There's one comment on here from Travis Anderson. He says, wouldn't be surprised if it was Ukraine that hit Poland to get NATO involved.
Would it be a surprise? Would it be a surprise? No.
I don't think it would be a surprise, but it's real smart.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Because, you know, Zelensky's
yeah.
gotten really
He's been calling
demanding.
For, yeah, he's been demanding, actually. He's actually demanded more money.
Right. And,
he demanded more military equipment.
Yeah.
He's demanding that the world gets involved.
Right, and to that point, last week, Ukraine was really asking if everybody could get Russia to come to the table and do peace agreements, right?
Yep.
And now, today, headline news on NBC News, it says, Ukraine dismisses the push to compromise in the wake of Russian attacks and retreats. So now, it's off the table again.
Isn't that convenient?
Isn't that convenient?
Isn't that convenient? The first time they were, I think it was Polish. I think Polish, if I'm not mistaken, I can't remember exactly what it was, but there was a negotiation between Ukraine and Russia, and I think Polish was getting ready to come in and negotiate.
Poland?
Yeah, I don't know if it's Polish. Poland.
They are Polish.
Yeah. The Polish people, okay? Shoot me later. So the Polish people in Poland were wanting to negotiate this deal, and I could be off with my country. I can't remember exactly. But the point is that there was a negotiation deal on the table between Russia and Ukraine. And guess who stepped in to stop it? Not to help it, not to escalate the peace deal. But guess who stepped in to stop it? the Biden regime.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
The Biden regime stepped in and said, nope, don't do this. Do not negotiate a peace deal. Mm-hmm. They wanted this proxy war to continue on. And it would not surprise me if Zelensky actually did this. Just like it would not surprise me if the Biden regime destroyed the XL, well, I know they destroyed the XL pipeline, but if they destroyed the Nordstrom pipeline.
Yeah, I mean, who benefits from us getting involved? Ukraine, yes. Right? They will no longer be on their own. Even though they're really not on their own, they need more troops on the ground, combat, and then it just becomes a bigger war.
They want someone shooting back at Russia is what it is.
Well, yeah.
They want someone shooting back at Russia and not them.
Because actually, Russia has more help than Ukraine does as far as boots on the ground.
Yes.
Because they have Iran, the Revolutionary Army.
Iran is giving them these suicide drones, and they're actually even operating these suicide drones from within Ukraine, destroying parts of Ukraine.
Yeah, and you know, at the same time, we're talking about, could China be possibly wanting to invade Taiwan pretty soon? Biden says after he met with Xi Jinping, he pretty much made it clear that that would not be in his interest to invade Taiwan. And so people are pretty much criticizing Biden, like, come on, Biden. Listen to this. It says, despite the president's claim, Pentagon sources told former USS Cole Commander Kirk Leopold a Chinese invasion of Taiwan would happen sooner, not later. President Xi has been absolutely unwavering in his stance regarding what China is going to pursue with respect to the reunification with Taiwan. Plus, we have to remember their projection of power into the South China Sea has gone unabated, and that the United States and other nations in the region have essentially done nothing, even though it's been in violation of international law, which is very true. So we're the ones that have compromised and have continued to give in, and nothing really changed Monday in President Biden's meeting with President Xi. I agree.
Nothing changed.
Nothing changed.
Because Biden is weak. And come on, think about it.
Yeah.
I keep thinking about this whole 3-hour meeting that they had together. Biden can't even last 3 minutes without putting his foot in his mouth. 3 minutes without That's him in for 3 minutes. And you know, it's probably extremely painful. Xi Jinping is sitting there saying, dude, I understand English, but I don't understand what this dude is saying. Someone help me out. I need a teleprompter too. Tell me what he's saying.
Yes.
You know, someone translate. This is Xi Jinping saying, translate this, what he's saying, because I don't know what he's saying.
Yeah, somebody in the chat just said they heard Mitch saying that he will give Ukraine even more money.
Yeah, Mitch McConnell.
Yeah.
He's a snake.
Yeah. He's got to go.
He's a snake. Did y'all hear that they have nominated Kevin McCarthy
for Speaker of the House?
Yep. Have y'all heard that yet?
They voted on that today.
Yep, they voted on that today.
It
and
was
they said
188
to 33
McCarthy.
So he, they're just one away now, Shannon. They're just one away now from controlling the House.
Yeah.
Just one away.
Just one away.
Just
and we
one
have
away.
12 seats. That are still up, but we just need one.
And Boebert, she's in the lead by the hair of her
hair.
And, you know, I don't think she has any hair in her chin, but she's in the lead by the hair of her chinny chin, right? Mm-hmm. And there's actually one Republican in the lead in California, to my understanding.
There's actually several seats.
There's a couple
actually,
of them. But all of these, the point is that every last one of these, they're saying, hold up, slow it down, slow the counting down, slow it down.
Yes, we know.
We need to slow it down because we need to figure out what we can do here. Instead of just counting them and moving on, slow it down. Let's see what we can do. Mm-hmm. Let's see what we can do.
We're talking about Mitch McConnell. Republican Rick Scott from Florida, right? He's from Florida, is actually announced his plan to unseat Mitch McConnell as the top Republican in the Senate.
Mitch McConnell needs to go away.
He does need to go. Oh, my goodness.
He needs to go away.
You know what? I can't even wrap my mind around how everybody's not just speaking out against this man. He's been relatively silent all through the election.
Except for when he went to bash and talk bad about Republicans running for political office.
He basically said that we weren't going to take the Senate. He literally said
we're going to give it to the Democrats. You know what? My opinion, everybody, I mean, Mitch McConnell.
He actually liked Biden when he got elected. He was excited for Biden.
You know
to
why,
president.
Right? Because, and I've said this from day one, that Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, Adam Kissinger, Liz Cheney, and even Kevin McCarthy, all of them had this backdoor deal with the Democrats saying, hey, the Democrats went to them and said, help us get rid of Trump and we'll help you get your party back. See, Mitch McConnell, he saw that he wasn't getting his party back. It's not his party. It's become the MAGA Republican Party and they can't stand it. That's why he said, you know what, Mitch McConnell and other Republicans like him, you know what they said? I would rather give the Senate back to the Democrats and not allow these MAGA Republicans to come in and fix the country. I'm willing to bet that's what he's saying.
Yeah.
And that's what he said. And what really confirmed it for me about Mitch McConnell is that when he went onto the floor and he said, when he tried to act like he was complaining about Joe Biden, he said, Joe Biden, we thought Joe Biden was going to govern right down the middle, but we were mistaken. I said, you stupid idiot.
Yeah, give me a break.
You stupid idiot.
Like you didn't see that coming.
Yeah, exactly. How many of these stupid people out there, and again, they're stupid people, believe that Biden was going to be more moderate right down the middle? Stupid people. Biden listens to the WEF people. He's not working for the American people. He's working for these globalists. And these globalists, they have a different agenda for the United States of America. So Mitch McConnell, I say that Mitch McConnell is part of the Lincoln Stinking Project Party. Truly. Now, I want to play this audio clip for you from a representative that's on the Lincoln Stinking Project. Y'all know who that is, right? The Lincoln Project. You know, they're nothing but Democrats. Listen to what they say. This was on MSDNC, and there's actually the MSDNC guy talking to this representative from the Lincoln Stinking Project. Listen to this, everybody.
Yes, the repudiation of some of the big, as you call them, waving the bloody shirt election deniers in this election could do two things. One is it could cause Republicans, like many of you at the Lincoln Project, former Republicans, to say, hey, let's fix this party. Let's fix it in the mold of Liz Cheney, of Adam Kinzinger, of conservatives.
You hear this? Liz Cheney, Adam Kissinger, conservatives. They are not. There's nothing conservative about Liz Cheney.
No, they've been completely with the liberals in the rallies. They've been rallying with the Democrats.
Yep.
They've been going on all liberal news outlets. These people are completely rhinos.
There's nothing conservative about them. Nothing. And then that's why Adam Kissinger.
They would like everybody to be Republicans like them.
No,
they would. You know, they would like Republicans to be like them.
Yeah.
But that's not the case.
That's what they want. They want establishment to be just like that again. They want to go back to the days of just the establishment rule. That's what they want to go back to. Listen to this.
Who would like to be conservative but have a normal party and like democracy, or it could shift it in the direction that you just indicated. People who don't wave the bloody shirt but still don't really support the underpinnings of democracy that we need in this country.
Yeah, just to be clear, I mean, at the Lincoln Project, we're not trying to save the Republican Party. We're trying to burn the Republican Party to the ground.
Did y'all hear that? Did you hear that? Let me take it back for those of you that said, what in the world did he just say? Listen to him. Listen to what he says. This is the Lincoln Stinking Project. The ones that they claim themselves to be Republican, but they're not. They're far from it. Listen to this.
Yeah, just to be clear, I mean, at the Lincoln Project, we're not trying to save the Republican Party. We're trying to burn the Republican Party to the ground.
They're trying to burn the Republican Party down to the ground. Listen, there's a little bit more to this.
because I think that's the only way that you're ever going to be able to rebuild a sane center-right party. Payne is a teacher here, and that's what's going to only thing that's going to make these people try to be run more normal candidates. What do you say when you have a guy who attempted to overthrow the government of the United States and they wouldn't vote to convict him? So there's no saving this party. You can only try to defeat it, and in doing so, save democracy and rebuild from the ashes.
You hear this?
And just wow.
And rebuild from the ashes. They want to destroy. So that's the same thing that the Democrats want to do. The Democrats want a one-party rule. Mm. That's all they want. They don't want to have more than one party. They don't. They want their way, no way, or the highway.
Yep. Talk about these people are evil. They're not about democracy. They are not about three checks and balances in government. They want it all to be left-leaning so they could put whatever legislation that they see fit for America. They want to rule America, not be a government of citizens, but a government of government, right? We'll yes. tell you what we think is best for you.
Yeah, we'll tell you how you should think. We'll tell you how you should believe. We'll tell you where to go. We'll tell you what to do. We'll tell you who to support. We'll tell you what to think.
Yeah.
That's how these people are. That's who they are.
Yeah.
And then they'll come after you if you don't want to, like, no, you know, I don't agree with, you know, and I'm always bringing this up. I don't always, you know, this is them. If I say, you and I, if we say that we don't agree with you sexualizing kids, how dare you? These kids need to be educated. You know what, Shannon? One time I went down to Austin, downtown Austin. There was an event down there, and there was a whole bunch of trans down there, and they were trying to, you know, get kids to where they learn about being trans, you know, trying to transition kids. Uh-huh. And I told them, I said, kids don't need to learn this nonsense. Right. I said, if you're an Straight adult, up. I said, you're an adult. Go do your thing. I'm not gonna tell you not to do your thing. You're an adult, but you should leave kids alone. And they said, you know what the response was?
What?
Well, kids need to be educated. I said, not in sexuality, not you sexualizing.
No, and that's not your job to educate them on that. And then they go,
but you don't know the kid's history. You don't know the child's history. The children need to know their sexuality.
Yeah.
I said, you sick pervert.
Yeah.
You sick, disgusting pervert. And then they'll get, what, you call me a pervert? Yeah, you're a pervert. You're doing this to children? It's demonic to no end.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about some more news. Today, guess what, everybody? A judge blocks the U.S. from using Title 42 to expel migrants. If you remember, Venezuela has... when they reinstituted Title 42, was about a month ago, the Biden administration reinstituted it
right.
to try to help the surge. This is the one and only thing I think they've actually done.
Yeah, trying to deter people
and
from
all it
coming.
Did was stop Venezuelan people. They pretty much had to go back.
Only those from Venezuela.
To China. Right, because there's been a surge. I mean, stay in Mexico. Once again, my brain's all over the place, right, with all this news. Now this judge has uplifted that. So, oh my gosh, Will, the surge is going to be crazy.
It's going to increase.
Again. And listen to this, Will. This actually surprised me. This past election, guess what Arizona voters did? They approved an in-state tuition for all qualifying students, regardless of their immigration status.
Wow. They voted for it?
They voted for it. Sure did. And
they voted for it?
Yep. I just said they voted for it.
So, I mean...
I just said they voted.
I mean, so why don't y'all just let them vote then? Why don't y'all just let them vote? Y'all see what happened in Arizona? Just let them vote. Who cares anymore, right? Just let them vote.
Yeah.
Who cares? It's only our country we're giving up. It's only our freedoms. It's only our sovereignty. Who cares about that type of stuff?
Right.
We got to fight for our democracy.
And then on top of this, guess what happened? Mayorkas just yesterday... was during in a hearing, and he once again insisted that the border is secure. I mean, you know what? I get tired of saying it because it's such a lie. I feel like a liar saying what he's saying.
Yeah, listen.
Do you continue to maintain that the border is secure?
Yes, and we are working day in and day out to enhance its security, Congressman. Right.
He's totally lying.
So one of the things that they did to enhance was to reinstitute Trump's Title 42, which now a judge has eliminated. So, and Mayorkas tried to fire, or says he did fire, the CBP head, which was Chris Mongus, who has resigned, but he was fighting resigning.
But this is the twist about this, all right, of this, because let me remind everyone before Shannon says it, that who is the border czar? Anybody? Can we get a show of hands who knows who the border czar is? Kamala Harris, right? Remember, Biden said Kamala Harris is the border czar. And I just want y'all to remember that when Shannon goes on here in the story. Listen.
Yeah, and in the article, the funny thing that I started laughing at is they refer to this Chris Mongus, who they just fired, as the border czar. And I'm sitting here going, wait, what? Wasn't Kamala the
exactly
border czar?
So when did that change?
Right, when did it change? Like, all of a sudden, he was the one that was, I mean, he's...
It's his fault, not Kamala Harris.
They basically are blaming it on him.
They passed the buck, and they need somebody to take the fall.
And he's only been in the position, I think they said, for a year.
For a year.
Yeah.
For
he
a year.
Even in it
they
for
need
long.
Somebody to pass the buck to take the fall. That's all that is. Because yeah. Kamala Harris, she has done diddly.
And I want to talk about...
Well, before you go to that, we got a phone call.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Let's go to
the phone call here, and then we'll go back to this story. Look like it's a new caller, actually. The last four is 2709. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where you calling from? Hello. What's your name?
Wanda. W-A-N-D-A.
Oh, Wanda.
Your name.
Okay. What state are you calling from?
Michigan.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we just got slammed big time.
Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness. I'm feeling for
Michigan
you.
Michigan is a bad word.
Oh, golly. Never mind. I just hadn't gotten to your post before, and I just saw the links, and I just decided to come and find you because I do follow you on Facebook, and I am in awe of you and
Shannon.
All your fans. And
yeah, Shannon, she's my producer. Uh huh. Yep. Well, awesome. Well, thank you so much for the call.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, I'll be more in tune. In the futures, because I got you now, man.
Yep. Awesome. Thank
you. We are here Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. Central Time.
Yep, Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. Central.
All right. Thank you.
Well, awesome.
God bless.
God bless you, too.
Thank you so much for the call.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, Michigan is, you know.
Pray for Michigan.
Yeah, pray for Michigan. Really, yeah. I mean, Michigan is still, just like California, it's still part of the continent, at least, you know. I mean, maybe it should be a different country. I mean, you know, it's just, there's stupid people that's controlling those states. But there's awesome people like Wanda in those states. And there's other people that are there.
That's
the people we pray for. And it's really a sad situation that you have good people there that's among these stupid people. But hey, we're in Texas, everybody, and we got stupid people here too.
Heck yeah, let me tell you.
Stupid people just doesn't exist in one place. I mean, sure, it's really remarkable.
And let me tell you, I don't even know how I would feel if Beto actually won governor.
I'd be throwing up.
First, he was ahead, and we were sitting here going, what the freak?
By hundreds of thousands, actually.
Yeah, we were like sweating bullets over
here. Oh, my goodness, what is going on here?
Yeah. But let me continue on with Mr. Mayorkas. Is very incompetent and incapable of actually doing a good job. Today, Senator Hawley, who I adore, right, is accusing Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas of deliberately withholding information from Congress about the effort by the Department of Homeland Security to suppress speech after new revelations about the DHS push to combat disinformation. He says this, "It's clear that the latest reports that you have deliberately withheld documents from Congress and the American public about your efforts to suppress speech," Hawley said in a letter to Mayorkas, "says your actions are blatant disregard for congressional oversight and a violation of statutory law. He said, this comes after an explosive report that The Intercept, which revealed that while the DHS dissolved the controversial Disinformation Governance Board earlier this year, the agency is still working with big tech to combat what they call as disinformation on a range of topics, including COVID vaccines, racial issues, the withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan, and Ukraine aid. Among the revelations was leaked a document showing Facebook's secured government reporting system, which allowed government officials to directly, to directly flag content on Facebook or Instagram and request that it be taken down. This is big government literally working with big tech and literally hiding it from those in the GOP that are looking for congressional oversight on what they are actually doing. This is basically spying, interrupting free speech on the American people. I think it's
direct conflict of the U.S. Constitution. You have the federal government. What does it say? The federal government. The federal government cannot prohibit free speech. But that's exactly what they're doing, and they're using big tech as a proxy.
Right. They actually gave them access.
Yeah. They're using big tech. Yeah.
And they're not telling the government, government officials are not telling the other side of the aisle what they're doing.
Of course not.
What does that tell you? That tells you
we're at war.
That this is a regime.
We're at war.
That's running our government right now.
It is a regime.
It is.
That's all that it is. It's not a government for the people, by the people.
That article is on Fox News if you want
to
look
at it. That's on Fox News. Mm-hmm. When was it published?
It was published today.
Published today.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Wow is right. Crazy.
This is like all of this information, all of this news coming out, and it's just showing us exactly who these people are.
Oh, man.
And let me ask you this, Shannon. You know, I thought about doing this, and I don't know if it's something that's feasible or maybe if I even should do it. But I thought about going out into the street, do man on the street, and just talk to random people and say, do you think that big tech should just block everybody that possibly supports President Trump? Or supports the Republican Party because of all, and you know, and just kind of play devil's advocate with them and say because of all their hateful rhetoric, just to get people to spill the beans, you know, to get them to say it. Because I guarantee that there's a lot of people out there that will say, oh, yeah. If this is going to stop them from saying hateful stuff, then yes, I think they should do it because there's stupid people out there that's saying it right now. I just talked to one guy in Georgetown, Texas, here in Texas. And I've told the story before with the Confederate statue there. There's the total communist liberals are there and they're trying to get the statue down. And I always go talk to them, the resident liberals. Mm-hmm. And he was straight up saying that you should not be able to say anything. Free speech should not exist, basically. And I said, there's no such thing as hate speech. He goes, yes, there is. And I said, give me an example. He would not give me an example. But I told him, I said, just because you say something and it hurts somebody's feelings, doesn't give you the right to prevent them from saying it. Now, if you don't want to listen to them and you want to walk away, that's your prerogative. You get to do that.
Right.
But there shouldn't be any penalty because someone says something you don't like. But that's the world we live in today.
Yeah.
Freedom of speech is going away. And if these Democrats get what they want, you won't be able to say anything they dislike.
Yeah. Listen to this, Will. It says, this is on Mail Online. It says, USA makes a statement at the World Cup in Qatar by redesigning their crest, our crest, the USA crest, with rainbow colors to show solidarity with the LGBT community.
What does that got to do with the sodomy?
Yep. It says the United States men's national team have made a huge statement at the World Cup in Qatar by redesigning the crest. The tournament, which starts on Sunday and sees the U.S. play their opener against Wales on Monday, has been hugely controversial in its buildup, given Qatar's human rights record and attitude to homosexuality. So basically, were in their face with our logo. Now, the logo is only basically where they practice. It's not at the actual event, but it's a crest, you know.
It looks like a shield.
Which looks like a shield, and usually it just says USA, and then there's just like white or blue lines coming down below it. Those white and blue lines actually represent...
But that doesn't represent the USA. Rainbow. What about the rest of... What about the other 98% of America? What about the... I mean, seriously, yeah. What about the other 98%? Yeah. That has nothing to do with the United States of America.
Yeah. Anyways.
It's disgusting.
Yeah. And the last thing that I wanted to talk about is, you know, Will, we did a story last week or the week before, you know, when Paul Pelosi got hit.
No, right? He got hammered.
Hammered.
Come on, get it right.
So there was a news anchor. Listen to this. The NBC suspends or correspondent after the network was forced to retract an exclusive report on how Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul, 82, calmly opened the door to cops and then walked towards the hammer intruder who bludgeoned him. Now, that was the reporter's story. He said that he got that from the police.
And the police corroborated it.
So he's reporting this. Of course, they immediately pulled down the story.
Yep.
And this man is on suspension.
And even the producer's on suspension as well.
That's the whole thing. Once again, they're controlling the narrative, right? This is kind of like the whole version of them going on Facebook and social media and quieting somebody. This is a version of them doing it to the regular
controlling
media.
The media. The same thing. Right? Same thing that Nazis did in 1930s, 1940s. Control what people see. Control what people believe. Control what they should know. This is the exact same thing. And you know what? This guy, the police even corroborated this information because they talked to the police and they're actually saying NBC suspended them saying because they didn't do the full story. They didn't go by their media guidelines. That is a total farce. It's a total lie. They took down the story. They took the video down, but I got a copy. I have a copy of it because we talked about it. I shared it. I'm sorry, because it left open questions and the police officers didn't disagree with it. And why won't they release the body cam footage when they're opening the door? If they release the body cam footage, then guess what? It would clear everything up, right? It would show that Paul Pelosi was in, you know, he was actually in danger and he didn't open the door like they're saying. And Paul Pelosi was in his underwear, and so was David.
Well, now they're saying he wasn't in his underwear, David. Oh,
now they're saying he
now
wasn't.
Now they're, yeah, a police report came out and talked about how he was dressed and what he was wearing.
What kind of police reporting is that where they changed the story in the police report?
That's way Democrats do their investigations.
That's really interesting. This is not the story that
they actually reveal new details way after. That go along with their narrative. That's what happens. Anyways, it is 6 o'clock and it is the end of the show.
Yeah, we have 2 minutes. We have 2 minutes here.
Oh, okay.
We have just two more minutes. So there was one more thing I remember what it was. Georgia, the Senate race in Georgia, that's still, you know, in the air. December 6th is the deciding day.
Yep.
But guess what the new report about that? About Georgia, Shannon.
Oh, yeah. You just told me about this.
Yes, the new report about Georgia.
Actually, I'm going to look that up.
Listen to this, everybody. Listen to this. Because when I first heard this, I'm like, wait, what? So now that you have Warnock, his actual name is Warnock. For some reason, my producer don't like me calling him Warnock.
I just call people by their name.
Him for what he is. Okay. His name is Warnock, but he's a warlock. Okay. So with that said, in Georgia, they are now saying that the runoffs are racist. You can't make this stuff up. For real. They're literally saying that the race in Georgia, the runoff in Georgia now between the Warnock and Herschel Walker is now racist. Now, where they're getting the racism in that, I don't know, because this is not the first time that they've had a runoff in the state of Georgia. It's not the first time. And it wasn't racist the last time, because guess who they gave it to the last time? They gave it to the Warnock. It wasn't racist then.
Okay, so I'm reading, this is on Insider. It says a segregationist introduced runoff elections, and now they'll determine which black candidate gets Georgia's Senate seat. So I guess there's a history, and it says,
well, they're talking about because it was a southern state.
It says ultimately whoever created the runoff standards, it says Grover's intent was to disrupt black Georgians from voting for the same candidate or party and instead mimic the voting practices of white Georgians who split their votes among multiple candidates. The alternative would be a plurality system which wouldn't call for the support of numerous white voters to back a candidate supported by a black majority. I guess it was just,
but there's two black people running here.
Well, they're kind of saying, isn't it ironic that
it's two black people running? So where's the racism at? And which one do you say is racist? I know they're going to say Walker's racist because he's a Nazi sympathizer.
You know,
it's so stupid.
They always want to take what happened way in the past
that the Democrats did
and act like it's still happening today
because the Democrats never apologized
for it.
How awesome
is it that we actually have two black men running for Senate and people are fighting for which one they support more? If that's not the American dream, I don't know what is. But
if that's not democracy,
I don't know what is. But
in our constitutional republic. All right. Well, awesome. Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. It is Tuesday, November 15th, a week later, and the election is still going on in parts of America, which is completely stupid. Florida was 7.5 million votes in 5 hours, and they can't count 50,000 votes in some other places. It doesn't make a lick of sense. I could do 50,000 votes. Let me do the job. Can we just move on? Let me do the job, and I'll do fair. If the Democrat won it, then he won it fair and square. I want to be fair and square. But anyways, hey, everybody, thank you so much for being with us. We will be here tomorrow, 5 p.m. Central.
Follow us if you haven't followed us yet. And we will see you tomorrow.
All right. Take care.